Diversion Audio.
Previously on The Royals of Malibu.
Did you want to show me something?
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be huge for you and your team.
We can tell secrets.
Sure.
Tell us a secret. Ella kissed Easton before she left town.
Valerie.
Brooke clearly took a sex tape of her and Dad. Horrible. Disgusting. And then she had it edited so Ella's face is on Brooke's body. So it looks like Ella and Dad were in bed together.
I never slept with Brooke. If you don't forgive me for all of this, it's okay. But I need you to know the truth. You're the only girl that matters to me.
A note. This episode contains language and subject matter that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. Please take care in listening. Take two of my life in Malibu has been a total shit show. Tiptoeing around Brooke, studying every free second I have, and, until recently, avoiding Reed Royal as much as possible. But ever since that night on the beach when Reed told me everything, we've been closer than ever. I haven't slept alone in at least a week, and despite everything happening around us, I feel pretty fucking great.
Audio message from Reed Royal. Would you like me to play it?
Hell yes, I would.
Hey, Ella, when you get home, come out to the South Lawn. Wear something cute, I guess. You look cute and everything, so I don't know. Just come outside when you can. I have a surprise for you.
Reed and I got a second chance, and now I finally feel like my life in Malibu is falling into place. Even though I came back a few weeks ago, today, driving back to the Royals Mansion after school, I feel like I'm finally coming home. Sure, I have mountains of flashcards to memorize before my exams next week and an evil stepmother who makes Raquel from Vanderpump Rules look like a saint. But this afternoon, I get to slip into a cute sundress and enjoy a surprise date with my hot boyfriend. Yeah, life is good.
A dress. You look like a summertime dream, bitch. Where did you get it?
I thrifted it from the Goodwill in Thousand Oaks.
Ugh, teach me your ways. Whenever I go to the thrift store, all I can find are men's extra extra large family reunion t-shirts and mom blouses from Talbot's.
My mom was a bargain bin queen. I can teach you all her tricks.
I'm gonna hold you to that. Ugh, I can't believe you're going on a surprise date. That is so romantic.
I'm pretty lucky, huh?
So lucky. I want someone to sweep me off my feet. What do you think he's gonna do?
I don't know. I mean, it's only a Thursday, right? Probably just something chill. Holy shit! Did you get a helicopter?
I figure I need to make up for lost time. After you.
Good evening, Mr. Royal. Miss Sinclair?
Hi. You can call me Ella.
We have about 15 minutes until we arrive on Catalina Island. Enjoy the view and let me know if you need anything.
Take your time. This is incredible. You seriously chartered a helicopter to Catalina Island just for me?
I didn't technically charter it. It's Callum.
He let you use it?
How's that saying go? Ask for forgiveness, not permission?
You're crazy. This is crazy. I feel like I'm in an episode of The Bachelor.
We're just going to have a picnic. Super chill.
Oh, yeah. Very chill. I usually roll up to all my picnics in a chopper.
Hey, you missed the class field trip to Catalina while you were out of town, and I know you'll love it.
This is legit the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
There is one rule for our date, however.
Ooh, a rule and a helicopter. How very Christian Grey of you.
No, not like that. If you're up for it, I want a night where we can just focus on us. No Brooke, no Dinah, no lawsuit, no school. Just you and me.
Reed, that is an amazing idea.
Great. I want this to be fun.
I love it. Just you and me.
The way it should be.
This is really beautiful, Reed. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to tell you something, Ella.
And we're beginning our initial descent into Catalina. On the left side of the helicopter, you'll see Avalon Harbor.
Wow! The sunset is incredible! Sorry, you were saying something?
I love Catalina Island. I love that we're doing this.
Me too, Reed. Me too.
It's just a short hike down there. I thought this would be better than our beach. The view's better here.
Reed, I can't believe how dreamy this is.
It's not too much?
Oh, it definitely is. I feel like you're about to give me the final rose.
You deserve it, Al. Here, sit.
Wow, this spread is amazing. Ugh, and this picnic blanket is so soft.
Can I interest you in some charcuterie?
That is a work of art. How did they make the salami roses? It's like too pretty to eat.
Get this, the woman who made it calls herself the Sharkitect.
That's a job?
Apparently.
It is all so beautiful, but I don't want this right now.
What?
This isn't what I want right now.
What? Why? What's wrong with it? Is it too much? Not enough?
No, it's not that.
Anything you want, Ella, I can get it for you.
Reed, this picnic, this place is absolutely stunning, but the thing I'm really craving right now is you?
Me?
Yeah. I want you.
Oh. Well, then you've got me.
Yeah. Maybe we should try the lingonberry goat cheese or...
Fuck that.
But the shark attacked. She worked so hard.
I wish I hadn't told you about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To us.
To us.
Wait, do I hate champagne?
Stop it. Come on. This is the good stuff.
I'm sorry. I just don't understand this rich people shit.
You always talk about rich people as if we all suck.
Okay. I'm sorry. All rich people except for you.
And you?
I'm not rich yet.
But you will be.
You are getting dangerously close to breaking your rule, Mr. Grey.
Shit, you're right. Sorry.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Let's hike down there and go swimming.
What, in our clothes?
I mean, you can swim in your clothes if you want. But I'm skinny dipping.
Oh, then I am so down.
Alracia?
I don't know, but yep, you're on.
Hey!
Oh, that was a shell.
Oh my god, it is fucking freezing!
Jesus Christ, it's cold. Come here.
Thank you for an amazing date, Reed.
Anytime. It's nice. Getting away from all the drama and pretending to be a normal couple with you.
I don't know if taking a quick helicopter ride for a picnic on an island is what normal couples do.
You know what I mean. I'm going under.
Later that night, I cuddle up in bed with a fireplace video on YouTube, still basking in the glow of a fairy tale evening. Reed and I have been apart for exactly 30 minutes, and I already miss him.
It's me.
Come in. I was about to text you. Come here.
I showered, and then I realized I missed you already.
Same.
Really?
I guess we're both pretty into each other.
What is that?
A video of a crackling fireplace.
Do you always have a fireplace video on when you go to sleep?
Only when I want to feel extra cozy.
Ambiance. I love it. Oh, I remember this. The Cove Academy Guide to College Admissions. So official.
Yeah, I had a meeting at school today. The advisor was going on and on about all these schools I've never even heard of. Swarthmore, Vassar, she kept calling them Little Ivies. I don't know, they all sound made up to me. Colgate? That's not a school, right? That's like a fucking toothpaste.
Yeah, I guess when you grow up hearing about them all around you, they sound more legit.
This whole college app thing makes me feel like an outsider. Maybe I want to go to a state school here in Cali, you know?
You should at least visit some. Give it a chance.
So I can be closer to you when you're at Princeton.
Wow. I walked right into that one.
Easton told me a few weeks ago. So when were you gonna tell me?
Soon. I didn't want to kill the vibe, you know?
Kill the vibe?
I mean, that, you know, being back with you felt so good, and you seemed so happy. I couldn't bring myself to ruin it.
I'm happy for you, Reed. It's a big deal.
Yeah. I feel like my dad definitely pulled some strings.
Oh, stop it. I saw you play water polo last week. You deserve to be there.
Thank you.
It'll suck being so far away, but we still got some time before we have to worry about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Do you want to go to sleep?
What? No, I'm not even tired.
Mm-hmm. Good night, Ella.
Thanks for a fun night, Reed. I love Catalina Island.
Me too, Elle. Me too.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh my god, and then this is when the edibles actually hit us while we're in the 19th century gallery. the romantics. There was this painting called The Three Lovers by some French dude. Tim and I stared at it for hours until the museum closed. Have you seen the painting?
No. Let me look it up. Oh, sexy.
I'm the third lover. Just laying there, accepting Tam's infidelity. Accepting all the pain that she's caused me.
The lady in the painting doesn't look too upset.
We ended it. For good. We're done.
Okay, V.
Seriously, we're done. That is the power of art. We're consciously uncoupling. I'm gonna find someone newer, hotter, and actually in high school to obsess over.
Right. And Tam is texting you right now because...
Will you just let me talk?
No, please. Go right ahead. Make this make sense. Explain it to me, you fucking genius.
Woo! I swear they've been fighting all day.
For such a nice house, these are really thin walls.
No, Savannah is just that loud.
You're always expecting me to be perfect all the goddamn time. Then you pull shit like this.
Babe, no one is expecting you to be perfect. Where is this coming from?
Oh, fuck you, Easton. All you talk about is perfect Ella.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. I have never, ever compared the two
that
of you.
That is such bullshit. You've been obsessed with her since the day she got here.
Will you please just keep her voice down?
God, they're so toxic.
I feel like it's my fault.
No, she is being crazy. I think she was just looking for a reason to hate you again.
Ugh, great. It's mean girl Savannah all over again. Why does she even hate me?
Because she's insecure as fuck.
What does Savannah possibly have to be insecure about?
Zap!
Zap! Savannah! Wait!
Her anger issues, for one.
I don't have feelings for Ella. She's old news, ancient history, okay? I'm not attracted to her, even a little bit.
Mentiroso. Everyone is attracted to you, bitch.
Should I try to talk to Savannah?
Oh, God, no. Not while she is like this. When she is pissed, it is not possible to get through to her.
Oh. Sounds like Easton figured something out.
I swear, East is like her biggest fucking weakness. Oh, no. I can't listen to this. Wanna go get bubble tea?
Yes. How did you remember all these formulas last semester?
Wait, Miss Hall is making you memorize all this? She let us have our notes for the exam last semester.
Are you kidding me?
God, why is she making everything so hard for you?
I don't know. It's like Behringer wants me to fail. I'm fucked.
Ella, you're a legit genius. You've got this.
No, I don't got this.
Who keeps calling you?
No one. Probably some scammer. Anyways, back to my mentee B. I'm gonna fail my exams, and I'm gonna lose my inheritance to fucking Dinah.
At least you have a hot boyfriend.
You know, all those old movies make you think getting the guy solves all your problems, but I call bullshit.
Yeah, Nora Ephron spread a lot of misinformation in the 90s.
Ugh, my mom was obsessed with Sleepless in Seattle. Life would be so much easier if I could just call her. She'd know how to handle everything.
I'm no Margaret Sinclair, but here's my advice. No more studying. You've done enough. Let's fix some other aspect of your insane-ass life. Let's start with Dinah. What are you gonna do about her?
Let her take all my money?
Girl, shut up.
Hey, I'm fine with being poor. I did it for 17 years.
No, Mama Sinclair will be pissed if you lay down for that woman. You gotta fight. Is Callum worried about it?
He says he's not. But when I first met Callum, he said Steve was becoming more reckless. It's possible that they could prove he wasn't in the right frame of mind when he left everything to me. So Dinah might actually have a shot.
What if you, like, settled out of court? Promised her a cut, something big, like $100,000 every year or something.
I don't know if that's gonna work. It's not just about the money for her.
If I were Dinah, I'm thinking, how do I make sure I'm stable for the rest of my life? Financially speaking, because mental stability is off the table for her.
I don't think that's gonna be enough.
I mean, start low at 100K and see what she says. You're basically a gazillionaire. You can afford to negotiate.
Okay. I texted her.
Worst case, she says no. You lose the case and you and I stay poor forever and get cute-ass trailers next to each other. Somewhere in the desert.
That actually doesn't sound terrible.
But you at least have to try. From what you've told me about her, it's what your mom would want.
Okay, Dinah wants to meet. Tomorrow, at her Pilates class.
An opportunity to build long, lean muscles and fix the Dinah problem?
Sign me the fuck up.
All right, folks. Great chat today. Don't forget, their next class is now starting at 12:15, not 12:30. Okay? See you all there. Stick around and pull up next to the Pilates.
Dinah agreed to pencil me into her busy schedule by having me join her for her daily Pilates class. I find myself sitting on some machine that looks like a medieval torture device, a reformer, according to the chipper, off-duty Lululemon model instructor.
Ella, darling!
Dinah, nice to see you.
Thank you for meeting me here.
Oh, of course. You know, I've always wanted to see what the Pilates craze was about.
You'll love it. It keeps me sane with everything going on.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Callum has kept me updated on you contesting the will.
And he knows you're here.
Not technically, no.
Callum has a habit of losing track of you, doesn't he?
He doesn't need to keep track of me.
Is Malibu treating you well these days?
Actually, pretty good. Since I've been back and life has settled down a bit, it feels like home.
And how is school?
School is crazy right now. I have to make up a bunch of exams, so this will be a good study break.
And I take it that all is well with Callum and the boys?
Great. I haven't seen Callum a lot lately, other than when we're talking about the lawsuit.
Hopefully he won't be dealing with that much longer.
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. Dinah, I was wondering if you might be interested in making a deal with me.
A deal? Oh, well, my. This will be good.
I want to give you some of my trust, only if you agree to drop the case.
Your trust?
Yes. $100,000 per year. Every year.
That won't be necessary, my dear.
I'm willing to give you more. I mean, you were Steve's wife, and I don't know, maybe we can just work something out.
Ella, we're going to notify the courts that I will no longer be contesting the trust.
Really? Wow. Dinah, thank you.
The case is dead in the water anyway. We couldn't find anything that would prove Steve was losing it. We have no paper trail, no stronger case. The one we're going to pursue instead is you.
I'm sorry? Me?
Yes. I'm filing for custody of you, Ella.
Dinah, I'm not interested.
My dear, it's not up to you. You're a minor. And Callum is an unfit guardian.
Okay, well, that's bullshit. And
see, we have quite a bit of evidence on this point. You ran away from home. For months, you were living without any adult support. And from what I've heard, you have an inappropriate relationship with one of your... how is Reed Royal related to you exactly? Is he your stepbrother? Adopted brother?
We aren't related. At all. And there is nothing going on between us.
That's not what Brooke told me. And if that wasn't enough, I have the video.
Let's go ahead and get started.
What? How do you know about the video? Did Brooke put you up to this?
It was disturbing, and as your father's former wife, I have a duty to remove you from that kind of environment.
But it isn't me in the video. Brooke doctored it.
It looked legitimate to me, my dear, and it'll look legitimate to the courts.
Dinah, please, please don't do this.
I suppose you want to run and tell Callum, get him to solve this for you. But then I'll need to go straight to the LA Times, won't I? It's quite the story. Callum Royal, Malibu real estate mogul, father predator.
You are sick.
Okay, everyone, let's lay back on the carriage.
Think about how many Pilates classes we can go to together once I'm your new mummy.
Fuck off. Dinah tried this before, back when I first moved to Malibu. She doesn't give a shit about me. If she had custody of me, she'd definitely ship me off to some British boarding school. She could control my life until I turn 18. I've been through worse. I mean, I could probably survive a year in a place like that. But that would also give her just enough time to change the rules of my trust and steal my dad's money, leaving me with absolutely nothing. Isaac is calling for the third time today. After ignoring his calls all week, I can't bring myself to ignore him again. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Ella.
Can I call you later? This isn't a good time.
I feel like you're avoiding my calls.
I'm not. I'm just walking into a Pilates class. Can I call you later?
Yeah, sure. Call me when you're done.
Brushing off Isaac feels horrible. Especially when he has no idea the shitstorm I'm caught in the middle of here in Malibu. We've sent texts here and there, but I've avoided any conversation about our situationship. Right now, I have much bigger problems. How could Brooke do this to Callum? Giving that video to Dinah threatens his reputation, his business, his values. Even if I can't go to Callum with this, I owe it to him and Reed and Easton, and I owe it to myself to figure out a way to stop Brooke and Dinah.
It took me some time, but I realize now it's all for you. It's all for you.
After a long day of studying and seething about Dinah's new plan to try and get custody of me, I decide I need a few moments of self-care. I head down to the beach to watch the sunset. Reed is surfing, and as soon as he sees me, he gets out of the water. As he walks towards me, I feel a sense of relief. Today sucked, but at least I can relax a little with Reed.
Hey, beautiful.
Looking good out there.
Ah, stop. You're gonna make me blush.
Hey, just stating the facts. You taste like the ocean. You wanna sit with me and watch the sunset?
Of course. Here, we can sit on my board. So, how was Pilates with Dinah?
Oh, it was great. She's dropping the lawsuit, and she gave us her blessing. Plus, I think I'm already getting Pilates arms.
Oh, shit. Pretty bad, huh?
Awful. She knows about the video.
What? How?
Brooke.
I should have guessed. But what would Dinah have to gain from that? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, she is technically dropping the original lawsuit, but now she's trying to get custody of me.
What?
She thinks that with the video, she has a pretty good shot. Child endangerment, Law and Order SVU type shit, whatever.
I don't understand. Why does she want that?
Well, if she's my guardian, she controls the trust. I'm just collateral.
We're gonna figure this out, Ella. We can talk to my dad. He'll know someone who
That's the thing. We can't. Dinah says she'll leak the video to the press. That'll ruin Callum's life, and probably ours too.
Fuck. There has to be something we can do.
Right when it felt like we were figuring our relationship stuff out, everything blows up.
Hey. It's going to be okay.
No, it isn't. Fuck the money. I'm going to end up at some boarding school halfway around the world. Away from you, away from everyone else I care about, eating like mushy peas and shit.
We won't let that happen. We will figure something out. Maybe we can talk to Easton about how to get rid of the video. He'll know what to do. He knows tech shit.
It isn't that easy. You can't just make a video disappear. This is serious.
We don't need to fix it tonight. Here, lean into me. I want to hold you.
I already feel better.
What else is on your mind?
I have my stupid exams tomorrow. Ugh, it's too much, Reed.
You need to relax. Clear your head.
How do you suggest I do that?
I've got some ideas.
Oh? Maybe I do too.
Yeah? Show me.
Can you lay back?
Yeah.
I climb on top of Reed, running my hands along the contours of his chest and abs, admiring the way he looks in the fading orange of the sunset. I could touch him forever.
You look like a goddamn dream.
He puts his hands on my hips.
You feel like a goddamn dream.
I move my hips against his.
You move like one, too.
We could be on Catalina Island or on a surfboard on the beach. It's just us and no one else for miles and miles. Like magic, the madness of our lives melts away and I melt into him. You ever hooked up with someone on your surfboard?
Nope, never.
Do you think we'll break it?
I don't care. I can buy another one.
How does the saying go? Save a wave, ride a royal? Hey, I warned you.
Okay, fair enough. But that was my favorite board.
Yeah, they are.
Yo, Ella, your friend is here. Nice to meet you, man.
Hey, you too, Easton.
Isaac?
Hey, Ella, it's good to see you.
What are you doing here? How did you even find me?
I'm in town visiting my family and wanted to see you. I pieced together the stuff we talked about. Real estate mogul Callum Royal. Massive Malibu mansion. It wasn't that hard.
You should have called me before you came over here.
I did. Multiple times. You told me you were too busy to talk. Something about Pilates?
I was, and I meant to call you back. I just...
Oh, sorry. I'm being rude. Hey, man. I'm Isaac.
Reed. Sorry, who is this, Ella?
She didn't tell you about me. I'm Ella's boyfriend. There is a light.
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
You need to focus on your exams today. Just erase the boy stuff from your mind.
Yeah. You didn't tell me about your secret boyfriend.
Ella, who was that guy?
I don't want to freak you out, but Savannah is on a warpath. Ever since she found out about your kiss with Easton, she's been super mad.
Give me one day, or you can tell me to fuck off. I think it's in your best interest to give this a shot.
I want you to be sure that you're picking the right guy, but maybe this is a good thing.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Catty Blue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.